T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We're going to try to figure this out. I'm not quite sure how this all works, but it's all about live for now or live for later.
There it is.
And I believe Mike and Jessica, and Mike's going first. Mike?
Hey, guys. Yai.
Yai. Tell us what's going on and how we can help.
Okay. So here's what's going on. My grandfather just passed away, right? It's okay. He left me a little bit of money is the thing. And my fiance and I are going through a little bit of a struggle figuring out what to do with that money, right? I've always been stable job, 9 to 5, like save money, so that when we're, you know, all grown up, we have a little bit put away, to raise a family and, you know, live the lifestyle we want to live when we're older and can't support ourselves in the same way, right?
Okay.
My grandfather was absolutely the same way. Never spent a cent of his money, worked all his life, and never really got the chance to live life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And seeing him pass away and never get the opportunity to do that has really like changed my perspective on the way I want to live my life. And I think, you know, now while we're young, we should use some of this money as a gift and really take the opportunity to live life the way that we want to live it while we can. Really see some crazy things, like travel the world a little bit. Spend this money while we can.
Nice.
Basically what I'm saying.
Okay. Nice. And
Jessica's problem with it is you know, she really wants to have a family. We're just engaged right now. Our marriage is at the end of the summer, which we're really excited about. But I really want to spend a little bit of the money that we came into. And she wants to put it away for later. And I really think like right now is the opportunity to use it. So
let's get her side of it. Jessica?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
What do you think? Why don't you want to spend cash?
And live.
Why don't you want to live?
Exactly.
When you boil it down that way, it sounds like a really weird question. But what's your philosophy on life?
I think that if you put some effort into the present, into putting things away, into saving, then you can reap those rewards on the back end, and a lot more rewards than you could just right now. But I really sympathize with what he's going through, and I understand that this has presented him with kind of a critical life moment, and so I appreciate that, but I really feel like we're going to be so much better off if we sock it away. And,
what are you socking it away for? And I'm not, I don't mean that in that animosity tone that it sounds like, are you socking it away for a down payment on a house? Are you socking it away for like, you want to retire 10 years before the normal retirement age? What's your life plan?
Oh my gosh. Yes. That idea to me is very attractive. Being able to retire before I'm 60, before I can enjoy any of this cool stuff that, you know, we could eventually do as a couple down the road. That's kind of where I am. I mean, we could set off at 58. If we do our player cards right, we could set off at 58 and just travel the world and never look back.
Okay.
What's wrong with traveling at 58, Mike?
See, I don't know where I'm going to be when I'm 58. You know what I mean? Like, who can plan for that?
I don't know where my kids are. You're going to be sitting on a beach if you put money away.
With Jessica, hopefully.
We're healthy and young right now. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So make memories now. Take this money that you guys are going to have and just let's just get wring every last juice of life out of the rag and let's do everything.
This is an interesting debate. No, I mean, Steve is surmising. Do you believe that, Steve? Or is that your point?
I was kind of just summarizing
this. Why don't you want to do anything now? Jessica, are you the type of person who would rather, like, if frosting is your favorite thing on a piece of chocolate cake, do you eat that first? Do you eat it with every bite, or do you eat that last? Because it seems to me you're a delaying of gratification kind of person.
I do. I eat around the chocolate. I eat around.
And then you eat that last.
I have a big bite of chocolate.
At the end.
Nice.
Okay. And right now, yeah. Mike wants to dive headfirst into the chocolate, and if he never gets to the cake, it's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, it seems that way. I mean, I don't want to do what his grandfather did and just never spend it, but I don't want to spend it all right now. I mean, we could take a little short getaway, just a little week down in Mexico, a little weekend, you know, over on the West Coast, just a little quick, you
little
know.
Little stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
You're long game.
For later. Okay. Yeah.
I also, Jessica, I sympathize too, because Mike was the same as you. You guys were the same. You're on the same page for so long, and now he's like had an epiphany and going off into this.
Yeah. Grandpa has taught me life.
I mean, it's true.
Maybe if we could just do one little trip.
But you guys, now beyond the money that you just got, this is going to be, you guys have to come up with a life strategy, because whether you spend that money, how about, let's talk about when you get married. Are you going to keep maxing out your 401k and putting stuff in other investments, or you want to keep doing this as long as you've got money, Mike? You want to hit the volcanoes of Iceland and
drink the finest wines and eat the best food.
No, I'm not saying we blow everything we have in the bank, right? Like, we still should have that emergency fund, and I still want to plan to have kids in the near future. I'm just saying, you know, this money that we got from my grandfather was unexpected money. It's a gift, and we should use it as a gift. You know what I mean? And not like store that away.
Nice.
We could use it to get a leg up, to get more in line with where we're trying to be in 25 years.
Yeah.
You're both.
Couldn't we?
Yeah.
You're both. But what if Okay. What if he doesn't live 25 years?
Right. Or you. I want to do this with you. You know what I mean? Like, I want the both of us to be able to experience this.
And I know every parent is going to hate me for saying this, but if you guys are planning on kids, I know everyone says you can do all these things with the children. No. Not really. You can't. You got to get this. You're on the clock. So
and
you guys got to
get the same experience either if you do it with the kids.
Boom.
You know?
Yes.
It's a totally different thing.
There it is.
As a father,
that's true.
I have to admit he's telling the truth there. Because it's not. Yeah. Traveling is not as fun.
Yeah.
No, it's still great. Kids are awesome. All right, guys. Why don't you hang tight and we're going to figure out. I think one of the things that we had talked about with them before we got them on the air was we don't need a bunch of compromise here. We don't need a bunch of people going, you know,
you could save
this much. Like, we don't want to get down in the weeds. What we're talking about philosophically here is what's better to a bird in the hand, that's the wrong one. But it's like, is he right? Philosophically, is it better to like delay your gratification like she wants to? And like, we'll be done at 55 or 58.
And we'll start to make memories at 58 and 60.
But it's not like you won't make any memories.
True,
now.
But you're going to be saving them all and doing them all later.
That is true.
Or we're young. We're fancy.
Eat the fruit. Let the juices run off your face right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the people who know how to lay down a wine and drink it when it's 10 years older and better.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Or I want some of it right now.
Boom.
I don't care if it's ready or not.
Huh.
You guys decide whether they're going long game or short game. We're going to get you guys some jury members. Feel free to jump in with these guys.
Sounds good.
Dina.
Yes. Yay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I have to say I'm on Mike's side here on this one. A few years ago, you know, before I was married and when I was newly engaged, I can completely understand where she's coming from. However, the bottom line here is that you're not going to regret spending the money right now on living your life. You can regret it later on down the road, but
when you're broke.
The purpose of this money
is
unexpected money. And the purpose of it is to live life and do all of those things that his grandfather didn't get to do. You won't regret it. There's no way that you can regret spending it now.
Yeah.
But we may regret it later if we need it, right?
And that's what I'm concerned with.
I understand that, but you know what? This wasn't anything that you expected. This was not, like you said, it's unexpected money. You know, without this, you are still going to be building
and saving and trying to, you know, put away for the life that you guys want to have and want to build, you're still going to be putting away and doing all of those things.
I do see what you're saying, because believe me, we've been over this and over this. I just see this as the universe, through Mike's grandpa, just laid down a beautiful, soft feather, you know, cushion for us that we don't have to do anything. It just lays there.
You don't
there
feel
for
that
us.
Way, Mike. You're not using it as a cushion. You want to eat your cushion.
No, I'm saying that it's a cushion for
a cushion to Fiji.
No, I feel like it's a cushion for us to live life to the full. You know what I mean? I feel like what she's saying is exactly what I want to use. The cushion is not so, I don't know.
But Mike, let me ask you a question. This is the thing that's eating at me, because I'm kind of on your side because it's found money. But I also have a little bit of fear, because yesterday, before your grandpa died, you were conservative and you handled your finances. Now, are you going to be this way anytime? Oh, look, we got a tax return. Let's go!
Are you going to lose it every time you get money?
Okay. Yeah, no, we've never done this, but I don't think this is essentially a change in who I am. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that this money has come at such a crucial time in our lives that I think it should. We are so young and so able to live life to the fullest right now. These are the memories that I want to have when I'm 58. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are the things that I want to remember.
We will. We can still do things. Half of our friends are still living with their mom and dad, baby. I mean,
I don't want half of my friends to be dead when I do it either.
Okay, but we have it. This has given us an advantage. This has given us something that we wouldn't have had otherwise. Leverage.
But we are stable, right? Sweetie, we're stable.
Yes,
our lives, we can maintain the lifestyle we're living right now without this money.
Let's keep going. You guys are making the arguments that you've made in your living room already. Sarah?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm on Jessica's side.
Thank you, Sarah.
So my husband and I went through the same thing about 4 years ago. His grandfather unexpectedly passed away and left us about $10,000, totally out of the blue. Same thing as you guys. We were totally stable. We had a great life. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We begrudgingly put it aside. I wanted to save it. My husband's it's money. I can always make more. Let's go do stuff. And I won that battle, and we have kids. We have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old now, and we haven't tapped into that money at all. It's sitting in an account that both of us have to be present for to get to. And we're leaving the kids with grandma, and we're going to Europe for 2 weeks by ourselves to celebrate our wedding anniversary, to celebrate my birthday. But we saved that money to make sure that everything was going to be okay in this economy and with kids and all that sort of stuff. And now we are enjoying it, and we're not just blowing it, because we're doing exactly what we want to do, how we want to do it, and knowing that we still have money in our savings account and that we're still good to go.
And it's earning interest. It's been earning interest.
Look at Jessica, girl. She's
not a lot, but
she's compounding.
I think
it's only,
you were so
it's
lucky.
Only been 4 years. It hasn't been 25. It's been 4 years.
But you still had a cushion to get started with the kids in case there was a medical disaster or anything like that. It's one
something
of those things.
Unexpected.
Yeah. I don't, Mike, I'm not on your side. I just, when somebody has a philosophical switch, I can see how it would scare your future partner. Mm. It's like,
sure.
Hello.
Yeah. You're not the same guy kind of that way, building a future.
Yesterday, we were savers.
Yeah. Now we're zipliners.
Right. That's scary.
I think in the grand scheme, I still am though. I still am a saver. You know what I mean? I 100% agree with her. There should be an emergency fund or something that you have for the just in case, right? We have that money set aside. This money is just, I think she's so lucky to have, be a little bit farther down the road and be able to use that money for something like that. But I know that right now, we have everything so perfectly in line. Let's take the trip while everything is so good you know?
Right.
Or like, let's really go see the world while we know things are good. While we are, you know, in this high point in life.
But what one thing that our generation is just flawed with, and you have to admit this because, like I said, half of our friends still live with their parents, is that they are not preparing for the future. And I know I sound like I'm 40 years old or something, but... I mean, it's like speaking of icing, it's like the icing. It's like we had a cake. It was a good cake. And now it's covered in icing. And it's like an awesome cake that we can still eat in like 15 or 20 years. And it's still going to be amazing.
Nice.
Hannah?
Yay.
Yay.
So I'm on Mike's side. I understand where Jessica's coming from. Having a cushion is nice. But you guys don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or even in 10 years. You guys say you want to save it until you're 58, I think. But like I said, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or in 10 years, what your health is going to be like, if you guys want to have kids. Someone else on the line said that they gave their kids to grandparents to go to Europe. But that's maybe not something you want to have to worry about. You just want to go on your trip and have a good time and still save some money. Don't blow all your savings, but...
Can I just say, though, real quick, and I don't want to be the poo-pooer of this because this is great and this is what you guys feel and it's awesome. But everybody goes, you don't know if you're going to live till 58. What if you slap down your money at a travel agency for your European vacation and that plane goes down in the Alps?
Oh, that sucks.
It's like, had we just saved the money, we'd be A, rich, and B, alive. So everybody was like...
that argument of you don't know what's going to happen... is exactly my argument, really. I mean, in a nutshell. So I'm using that. It's like I'm feeling it the opposite way.
Right.
I know. I'm just saying, everybody was like, you could get hit by a car tomorrow. It's like, right. You could get hit by a car in Europe when you're traveling. So maybe you shouldn't travel.
People travel the world at 58. How many stories do you hear of people traveling the world at 58 years old?
And how much fun? It's just an arduous trek when you're old, though. I mean, it's all about taking meds and sleeping long.
My God.
You don't see anything.
You know, that's not the reality. People, 58's the new 38.
Oh, okay.
Patrick?
Hi.
Hi.
So a very similar situation happened with my wife and I. We had not only saved a lot in our marriage, but we also fell into quite a bit of money. And I won. I got my way. We were going to plan the vacations. We were planning them. We just had to pay for them. And she just said, I don't feel good about it. I do not want to spend this money. And it was no less. We canceled everything. I finally let her have her way. And I tell you, it was no less than 6 months later, she had a blood clot that we didn't know about.
Ooh.
And she had to have
surgery.
And then it was shortly after that I got in a car wreck. And I tell you, looking back on that, there isn't a vacation in the world that was worth the safety. There's nothing like sitting in a waiting room while your wife's in surgery, wondering how you're going to pay those bills and how you're going to take care of her.
Wow, Patrick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to, you know, harp on you, Mike. You know, I wanted to have fun, vacation, you know, get it up. Those memories are priceless, but... my wife was irreplaceable. I can always go on vacation. I can't get another her.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Patrick, that is, I mean, I have chills right now. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll get one more in here and then tell you where you're at. Tammy?
Hey, yay.
Yay.
I am on Mike's side. Mm. I grew up in a family who never went on vacation, so I never went on vacation. And in my 20s, when I had money, none of my friends did, so I never went anywhere. Mm-hmm. I am 52 years old and went on my very first vacation of my entire life.
Wow.
2 weeks ago to the Bahamas with my 26-year-old son. It was the most amazing thing ever. I have never been to an airport because I've never been on an airplane.
Dang.
So it was my first airplane, my first beach, my first cruise, and it was the most amazing time I've had in my entire life. So... don't go blow it all, but do something you've never done when you can. Because two years ago, I got hurt at work. And so I can't do the things I used to do.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and it would have been a lot more fun to do it when I could. And now I have missed all these opportunities, and I cannot wait till we go on a vacation again.
Dang, Tammy.
Thank you for the call,
yeah,
Tammy.
Yeah, boy, two extreme.
One, two punch at the end there.
Oh.
As powerful as Patrick was, he was one of the very few people that was on your side, Jessica.
Yeah, on Facebook, it was mostly Mike.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to Fiji. Zip line to Fiji. Where's that volcano from here?
Yeah. The worst case scenario for you, Jessica, is you losing this and you still get to go do some awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where you're at.
I'm going to go.
You're going.
And I'll just
Jessica,
have to.
Patrick, what Patrick said, really, I mean, that's really, I don't want to be in that situation either. I do want to put some of it away. You know what I mean? I'm not saying we blow all of it. I don't want to have that.
Oh, that's great.
Here, you know?
Yeah.
I want to do something nice now.
We're going to keep you alive, and we're going to go to Fiji.
Yeah, you guys.
Congratulations, guys. Hang on.
Thanks, you guys.
That worked out. Those last two calls, I was all in on.
No, me too.
And then.
Yeah.
You still want to sound off? We'd love to hear from you over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.